conversations were simply not as broad, as broadly based, as total a system as Catholicism was, that covered, as you remember, every aspect of our lives. Now, people who have been formed since Vatican II, people certainly younger than 35, I would say, or younger than 30 for sure, they have never had that experience for the most part, except in rare instances. They were never given that strong sense of Catholic identity that many of us were. And so they don't have a strong sense of loyalty to it. Neither do they have a big need to rebel against it. You don't know which is worse and which is better. And what we like to do these nights is talk about, again, the darkness and light of all of that, the goodness and the bad. What was the good? And that's what I'd like to talk about tonight. What is the good? What's good about being Catholic? Next week, if I can, and if I dare, I'd like to talk about what's bad about being Catholic. What is hard? What is the dark part? What's the part we haven't worked out yet? What's the maturity we haven't broken through yet to as a church? In the third week, I'd like to try to get, if I can, very practical.